The Big D by Popfly, read by Anna Unfolding and Hana Nobira. Looking back, going straight for Jamie's dick was a pretty dumb move on Tyler's part. It's just, that's what he's used to. It's how he's built chemistry with teammates for years. All the way from juniors. You want to get that freaky mind meld thing that makes passes connect? Bone. It's simple. Tyler's pretty comfortable with his sexuality. His bisexuality, to be exact. He'd never put a label on it until his awkward conversation with the You Can Play people. He'd always just slept with people he was attracted to, male or female. And as much as he tends to fall in love with people as soon as they smile at him, he's also totally comfortable with casual sex. They're on Jamie's couch, having gone through quite a few Lone Stars while watching a baseball game, and Jordy's already gone to bed. Tyler looks over at Jamie, at the flush the alcohol has left on his cheeks, the firmness of his chest under his thin white t-shirt, the way his thick thighs look in his shorts, spread out on the cushions, and he can't help himself. He leans over and gets his hand on one of those thighs, digging his fingers in, and angles his mouth toward Jamie's. Jamie's eyes almost cross, watching Tyler come at him, and Tyler's just about to let his eyes slip closed when Jamie jerks his head away.
"Don't,"
he says, and pries Tyler's hand off his thigh. Tyler almost topples right into his lap, all of his weight braced on the arm that Jamie is now holding, Tyler's hand dangling limply under the grip Jamie has on his wrist. He gets his shoulder pressed against the back of the couch, giving himself enough leverage to pull his hand away, put a little more space between them. Jamie's grimacing, not in a, "Oh God, a dude hit on me, gross," kind of way. Tyler has seen those looks many times. More in a sympathetic kind of way. Tyler grins, easy. Because whatever, he's been turned down before. By teammates, even. And he can take it. "Sorry," he says. And he keeps his tone light. Jamie's still grimacing. And Tyler feels bad. He doesn't love being rejected. But he and Jamie are becoming pretty good friends. And that's enough for Tyler.
"I just..."
Jamie says, and Tyler holds up his hands. "Not a big deal, dude. Seriously," he says, when Jamie is still grimacing. "Just a thought." He reaches for his beer bottle, even though there's barely a sip left, and it's probably piss warm, and he waggles it at Jamie a little, then puts it to his mouth and tips it back. Jamie relaxes, shoulders slumping back, but he still looks bummed out. Like turning Tyler down was something to be sad about. Tyler's already over it.
Okay, so Tyler's really not over it. He's spending nearly every minute with Jamie, working their asses off on the ice and in the gym, bulking up and getting faster and figuring each other out. Jamie's packed with muscle, almost hulking on the ice, but he's surprisingly quick on his skates, keeping pace with Tyler easily. Playing center again is an adjustment, but it feels natural with Jamie on his wing. Maybe it's because he was a winger, so he can read where Jamie should be, and knows Jamie is good enough to be there. Or maybe it's the chemistry thing, coming together even though they're strictly platonic off the ice. Tyler hasn't slept with every teammate he's had good chemistry with, so he shouldn't be surprised, and he's not. Not really. What does surprise him is how much he still wants. He doesn't know what it is about Jamie. It's not just that he turned Tyler down. Tyler gets the appeal of the unavailable, but he's always had so many people available that he's never really wanted to chase anyone. He wants to chase Jamie, though. He won't, because of the whole not fucking up the friendship thing. He genuinely likes Jamie as a person and doesn't want to make him uncomfortable. But he still wants.
Everyone has been super welcoming. The whole city of Dallas, or at least the small part that cares about hockey, falling over themselves to make sure Tyler feels at home. But Jamie is going above and beyond. He's got a lot of pride in his team and the city, and he wants Tyler to as well. So he becomes Tyler's tour guide, showing him everything Dallas has to offer. It's not Boston, not by any means. The nightlife is less bountiful and less wild. The pace of the city is slower, more relaxed. People don't stare at him everywhere he goes. It's an adjustment, but Tyler's starting to like it. "What's on the agenda today?" Tyler asks, when Jamie shows up at his door early on an off day, hair still damp and loose around his face, not slicked back or tucked under a baseball cap. It looks nice, soft and frizzing a little at the temples. Tyler wants to get his hands in it. He backs away from the door and lets Jamie in, putting that thought out of his mind. He needs to get away from the guys for a night and pick someone up, but he's not sure where to go, and he doesn't want to ask Jamie. For one, he doesn't think Jamie does that very often. And for two, the thought of it makes him uncomfortable. He'll have to ask Brendan later.
"I'm thinking zoo? Dinner after?"
Jamie says, phrasing it as a question like he always does. Like he thinks one day Tyler is going to say no. Tyler's gone along with all of Jamie's plans all through camp, letting Jamie drive him around the city and show him the sights. He hasn't said no yet, and he doesn't think he's going to. He can't picture himself ever saying no to Jamie. By the time training camp is over, Tyler has been to every museum and every park in Dallas. He's pretty sure if he Googled top 100 things to do in Dallas, he and Jamie would have done all of them. He's pretended to be interested in paintings and sculptures, gotten drunk in the sun at a Rangers game, fed a giraffe at the zoo, and danced at quite a few upscale nightclubs. They even went to a thrill ride place and did the ejection seat thing, which had nearly scared the piss out of Tyler. "I'm kind of bummed that we won't have time to sightsee when the regular season starts," Tyler says, handing Jamie a beer and dropping next to him on the couch. They'd just had dinner at what has become Tyler's favorite steakhouse in the city, and they're both full of meat and potatoes. Tyler's ready to sack out in front of SportsCenter with his dog and his new best bro. He's barely settled back into the cushions when Jamie leans over and kisses him. The shock of it makes him slow to react, and he almost jerks away to find out what's going on. But the pressure of Jamie's full, slightly chapped lips against his own is too good. He kisses back, tilting his head, and opens up when Jamie licks at his mouth. He's breathing fast and ragged by the time Jamie pulls back, smiling small and smug. "What was that?" Tyler asks, his voice rough.
"A kiss,"
Jamie says, all flirty, and Tyler grins at him, pleased. "I got that part, Dick. But why?"
"Figured it was time. We've been going out for weeks now, and I just..."
"What?" Tyler says, and sputters, trying to figure out what else to say. Jamie's eyebrows furrow, the smile slipping off his face.
"Was that not okay?"
he asks. And Tyler tips forward, puts a hand on Jamie's thigh. He has a flash of memory from the night Tyler tried to kiss Jamie and got rejected. The way Jamie's muscles had tensed under Tyler's hand. They're not tensing now. And Tyler digs his fingers in slightly, holding on. "That was a great kiss. I'm just really confused. You shot me down." Jamie shrugs, makes a face. Yeah, what's your point? Face. Tyler sighs. "I don't get it. All this showing me around Dallas? That was dating?"
"Tyler, we went to the zoo."
"I had no idea. Why wouldn't you let me kiss you then?" Jamie ducks his head, plucks at the neckline of his shirt.
"I'd heard the stories, you know, how you like to..."
He trails off, waves a hand in the air, and Tyler shakes his head. He has an idea of where this is going, but he wants to hear Jamie say it. Jamie huffs, exasperated.
How you fucked your teammates.
Ah, Tyler says, and starts to lean away again. Jamie gets his fingers around Tyler's wrist and holds him there, face open and earnest. His eyes are so big and brown. Tyler might be a little in love with him.
I just didn't want to be that. I didn't want to be just that. I liked you from the beginning, and I thought that we should date a little first, get to know each other before the, you know.
He waves his hand in the air again. The fucking? Tyler suggests. And Jamie snorts, but he nods. So your idea of an appropriate time for sex is after practically a dozen dates? Jamie rolls his eyes.
Those weren't all dates. My brother was along on some of them.
Tyler laughs, and Jamie punches his shoulder with a hand not wrapped around Tyler's wrist.
Shut up, I was trying to do this right.
Tyler snaps his mouth shut, shifts until they're hip to hip on the couch. Jamie's basically been courting him for weeks, and it's really cute. And Tyler wants to get him so, so naked. Okay, so we've been dating for weeks, Tyler says. I'm all caught up. Can we get back to the kissing now? Jamie smirks, smirk spreading out into a grin, and he almost splits Tyler's lip he lunges at him so hard. There's a little sting, but it smooths out into a spark of pleasure when Jamie soothes his tongue over it, sliding it into Tyler's mouth. The end. Put a little more... I hate the word little.
I know, it's not easy.
Also, dangling limply. Can we talk about that right.
Wow. Feelings. I got the feelings section. Excellent.
It's not Boston.
Sorry. I'm just so excited about this story. Dallas feelings.
Dallas feelings.
Yeah, you're getting the Dallas section. We did this right. We're smart. Yes. Smart.
Tyler might be a little in love with him.
You're doing so well. I guess I thought that we should date a little first, get to know each other before the, you know.
He waves his hand in the air again. The fucking?
So great.
The fucking?
You're so good. I was trying to ruin your fabulous takes.